radioactiveinternational.org. I'm the Gassy One. This is the Sarah Song Show.
We're out of control. We're out of control.
Do that. Don't keep a big dog. Alors, aurions-nous croisé sur cette route du rock le fantôme de Ian Curtis ? Moins habité, c'est sûr, moins tendu, mais sûrement moins perturbé. Paul Banks s'est retrouvé sans doute.
Okay, we're back. Haven't been on for a while. I find it hard to get time to do the shows, but I keep slogging on. First song, Chemical Brothers, Out of Control, and that was with that dude from New Order, Bernard Summer. Good song. The album, what was the Chemical Brothers album, was Surrender. Then we had Pulp with Mile End from Trainspotting, great movie. If you haven't seen it, can't imagine anyone hasn't seen it. It's well worth a look, some good tunes. Soundtrack is great. And then we had Interpol with Stella Was a Driver, and she was. Right, we'll keep going. I'm going to just keep mixing up. I'm throwing everything in today, so I don't know where I'm going. We'll just see how it goes.
Get Beautiful, sparkling, healthy spa water bath in Avon.
Thank you. the secrets and scandals of deceitful type proportions. A guest goes next door to his neighbor, secretly excited, as aforementioned was a hunter who radio enthusiast wanted friendship and favor on. Before by parties who knew of wireless operators' forthcoming revelations.
Okay, we just heard The Fall there with New Faith in Hell. I can't remember what album that's from originally, but it's on a best of kind of compilation called 50,000 Fall Fans, can't be wrong. It's a good mix of Fall stuff if you're interested in The Fall. Then before that we had Yola Tango with Tears in Your Eyes. I'm not sure where that's from, what album, I just have it filed away there somewhere. And then Half Man Half Biscuit with I Hate Neris Hughes, which is that woman from the Liverboards old English TV program, Welsh I think. Don't know why they hate her, but really good song. And before that we had Polystyrene X-Ray Specs with Germ Free, and she died last year, the year before, I think. Anyway, onward.
Everybody knows that I'm a scumbag. They won't come and see me in this time. Everyone's afraid of what might happen to them, or if they'll even get out of there alive. Some fuckhead in the corner skipped to me, talk about the way I look and smell. I guess he doesn't know that I'm the outlaw scumbag. Someone ought to warn him for knocking straight to hell, because everybody knows that I'm a scumbag. I like slumps and whores and I don't care. You can say just what you wanna say about me, but if I hear you, I might just go knock you off your chair. Cause I like to drink whiskey by the gallon. I live on peanut butter sandwiches, I don't care. I spent some nights in jail in this old country. Everybody hates me and I just don't fucking care, because everybody knows that I'm a scumbag. They won't come and see me in my life. Everyone's afraid of what might happen to them, or if they'll even get out of there alive.
So blue, so blue, so blue, so blue.
Dave Howard Singers with I Am a Bunny. This song I came across somewhere back in the late 80s. I don't know where it came from, but I haven't heard much about him since. I think he was Canadian, and I'm not sure how many albums he had or records. It was just one particular song I came across somewhere, and I just really liked it. It's a bit long, but it's good, so I just thought I'd stick it in there. Then after that, we had The Stranglers with 5 Minutes. Same thing, I'm not sure what album that came off, but it's kind of nice and punky. Before that, Vincent Gallo with So Sad. And Vincent Gallo is, I don't know much about him, but I like that song. He's an actor. I think he's done some directing, he does painting, and he's a musician. I think he's around 50, so he's been around a while, but another interesting piece of music. And what else did I play there? Oh yeah, Gigi Allen, Outlaw Scumfuck. A crazy life and a crazy story. I think I've talked about him and played him before, but if you found him interesting, he's well worth downloading or buying his documentary about his life. He's just a crazy out of control guy, fucked up on drugs, and I think he needed help, but ended up not committing suicide, overdosing, actually on the documentary. So it's a bit strong though. You need a good stomach. He flings shit at people and stuff, so well worth a look. Gigi Allen, Gigi Allen and the Murder Junkies is the band, so I'm not sure what the DVD would be called, but anyway, well worth checking out. That was it. Before that, Emma's to Fall. Right, last couple of songs there, we had the Muffs with Don't Pick On Me from their album, I think, Really, Really Happy. And I think the lead singer of the Muffs is now playing with the Pixies, replacing Kim Deal, as far as I know. And then that last song, which I have to cut short, is a band, I don't know where the hell I got it from, but Jan Tiersen, from an album called Bastard, and the song is La Mancha. Some really weird albums that guy has, or that band, or whoever the hell they are, but well worth checking them out. I just downloaded the whole discography of their stuff, and play more another time. Anyway, that's the end of the show, and I'll see you all again soon.